堂听 class.com。
Chapter 7
糟糕的一天
A bad day
在写这个题目的时候我们可以回想自己曾经发生过不愉快的事情借由描述事情发生的经过自己如何处理这件事情最后的心情感觉如何起伏变化如果可以清楚描述出不好的经验那么以后不论是要描写喜怒哀乐等个人的情绪或心情都不再困难了写作技巧
Tips
中文里面我们常用来描写自己感情的是哪三个字呢？没错，就是我觉得这三个字。英文比中文更短，只要 I feel 就好了呢。糟糕的一天，主要在表现自己内心的感觉，所以一开始就开门见山地把自己的心情写出来吧。我们第一段的建议开头句就是
I felt very bad early today because everything went wrong.
今天稍早时我觉得很不开心因为所有的事情都在跟我作对。
I felt very bad early today because everything went wrong.
今天稍早时我觉得很不开心因为所有的事情都在跟我作对。糟糕的一天一定是发生什么不好的事情才会让你觉得很糟糕的嘛。而且不好的事情可能不止一件还有很多件呢。一一的把它们列出来吧。我们第二段的建议开头句就是
Then, in the classroom, I found that I brought the wrong textbook and no pen.
接下来，到了教室以后，我发觉带错书，而且没有半支笔。
Then, in the classroom, I found that I brought the wrong textbook and no pen.
接下来，到了教室以后我发觉带错书，而且没有半支笔。哎呀，在发生一堆倒霉的事情后，心情真的越来越不开心了呢。不过，所有的坏运气也有过去的时候，赶快把这些不好的事情的结局交代一下，迎接将来的美好事物吧。我们第三段的建议开头句就是
Finally, when I got home, everything became much better.
最后，当我回到家，一切又变得顺利许多。
Finally, when I got home, everything became much better.
最后，当我回到家，一切又变得顺利许多。现在让我们来听听 Peter 的文章。
今天稍早的时候，我真的觉得很不开心，因为所有的事情都在跟我作对。
I felt very bad early today because everything went wrong.
早上我的闹钟坏掉了，害我没有办法准时起床。
In the morning, my alarm clock didn't work.And I didn't wake up on time.
到了厨房，又被妈妈生气地吼了一顿。
In the kitchen, my mom was angry and yelling at me.
她以为是我昨天太晚睡。
She thought I went to bed too late last night.
在上学的途中下起了雨，而我又忘记带雨伞。
On the way to school, it started to rain, and I forgot to bring my umbrella.
真是倒霉。
What bad luck.
更惨的是，到了教室以后，我发觉带错书，而且没有半支笔。
Then, in the classroom, I found that I brought the wrong textbook and no pen.
吃午餐的时候，发现饭酸掉了。而且还有一只虫在我的苹果里面。
When I was eating my lunch, I found the rice tasted sour, and there was a worm in my apple.
到了下午，我的肚子就感觉怪怪的。
In the afternoon, my stomach felt strange.
一定是那个酸掉的饭。
It must be the sour rice.
怎么会这样子啊？
How could this be?
不过到了最后，当我回到家，一切又变得顺利许多。
Finally, when I got home, everything became much better.
肚子不痛了，妈妈也准备了一顿美味的晚餐。
My stomach was fine, and my mother prepared a delicious dinner for me.
吃完饭后，洗了个舒服的热水澡。
After dinner, I had a nice hot bath.
现在我觉得还挺不赖的。
Right now, I feel great.
希望明天一切都顺利。
I hope everything can be fine tomorrow.
再听一次整篇文章。
I felt very bad early today.Because everything went wrong. In the morning, my alarm clock didn't work, and I didn't wake up on time. In the kitchen, my mom was angry and yelling at me. She thought I went to bed too late last night. On the way to school, it started to rain, and I forgot to bring my umbrella. What bad luck! Then, in the classroom, I found that I brought the wrong textbook and no pen.When I was eating my lunch, I found the rice tasted sour, and there was a worm in my apple. In the afternoon, my stomach felt strange. It must be the sour rice. How could this be? Finally, when I got home, everything became much better. My stomach was fine, and my mother prepared a delicious dinner for me. After dinner, I had a nice hot bath.Right now, I feel great. I hope everything can be fine tomorrow.